Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Lebanon is observing a day of mourning Wednesday, a day after powerful explosions devastated the port and the capital city of Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross on Wednesday morning issued a statement that more than 100 people died, at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said the official casualty figures could rise as crews continue to search through the damaged buildings and people search for missing loved ones and friends. The exact cause of the blast on Tuesday was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called on emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help out. The United Nations also said it was helping with response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again today, Wednesday, to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days. In order to vote for a plan, the Congress, that is, next week. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News.